Everywhere you look, someone is telling you to become that girl. But what happens when becoming her starts to feel like becoming someone you don't even recognize? Part 1. The that girl illusion versus your true evolution. Hello, my lovelies. Welcome back to another episode of Cappuccinos in Confidence. Grab your big brew, settle into your favorite chair, and let's have a heart-to-heart. Today, we're diving into a topic that has been swirling around in my head and likely your social media feeds for months, the concept of becoming her. You've seen the videos, haven't you? The 5 a.m. wake-up calls, the perfectly aesthetic green smoothies, the matching yoga sets, and the priestly organized glass jars in the pantry. It's all very clean, very polished, and honestly, quite beautiful to look at. The that girl aesthetic promises that if you optimize your life enough, you finally reach that peak version of yourself, the her, who has it all together, who never feels self-doubt, and who moves through the world with effortless grace. But here's the truth we often overlook while scrolling. How to become your best self isn't about fitting into a viral aesthetic. When we obsess over the outward appearance of a glow-up, we risk losing the very person we're trying to grow. We start building a life that looks good to others, but feels loud and hollow on the inside. My loves, I want to talk about a different kind of evolution today. One that is gentle, honest, and deeply rooted in who you already are. We're going to explore how to step into your power without sacrificing your soul at the altar of perfection. Because if the version of her you're chasing requires you to leave your personality, your messiness, and your joy behind, then she isn't your best self. She's just a character you're playing. Part 2. The day I realized I was performing my own life. I want to be vulnerable with you for a moment. A couple of years ago, I found myself in a season where I was doing all the right things. I was journaling every morning, even when I had nothing to say. I was drinking the literal and metaphorical green juice, and I was following a productivity framework that promised I could optimize my way to happiness. On paper, I was becoming her. My business was growing, my home was tidy, and I was checking off boxes like a professional. But inside, I felt incredibly surreal. I felt like I was watching someone else's life. I remember sitting at my desk one Tuesday afternoon, looking at my perfectly curated to-do list and feeling a deep, tender ache of exhaustion. Not just physical exhaustion, but a spiritual one. I realised I'd been building a version of Nephi that I thought I should be. I was trying to fit into rooms I thought I was supposed to be in, using a voice I thought sounded more expert, and suppressing the parts of me that felt too much or too unrefined. I was so busy trying to become my best self according to the world standards that I'd actually listened and forgotten to listen to my own heart in like months. I was performing my life instead of living it. The turning point came during a simple walk. No podcast in my ears, no growth goals for the hour, just me. I realised that the woman I wanted to become wasn't the one with the perfect routine. She was the one who was brave enough to just be honest. She was the one who could say no to a glamorous opportunity because it didn't align with her peace. She was the one who didn't mind a little bit of mess if it meant she was actually present. That realization was a gentle reset for me. I stopped trying to fix myself and started trying to meet myself. And lovelies, that is exactly what I want you to do. Part 3. When self-improvement becomes a performance. The danger of the modern glow-up culture is that it treats personal growth like a home renovation. Strip everything out, paint it all beige, and make it look expensive. But you are not a house. You are a living, breathing, evolving soul. Self-improvement can accidentally become another performance. When we treat confidence as an aesthetic rather than a relationship with ourselves, we start to value the look of healing over the act of healing. Have you ever felt guilty because your morning didn't look like a montage? Have you ever felt like you were behind in life because your kitchen isn't aesthetic, or your body hasn't transformed in the way that influencers promised? This is where we lose ourselves. We start copying someone else's routine, trying to force a 5 a.m. wake-up call when our bodies are screaming for 8 hours of sleep, because we think that's the price of entry into becoming a successful woman. Real growth versus social media glow-ups. Let's look at the difference, my loves. A social media glow-up is external. It's about the new clothes, the 15-pound smoothies, the luxury routines, and the perfect productivity. It's about how many people see you growing. Real growth is internal. It's about saying no to things that drain you. It's about choosing peace over being right. It's about the courage to start again after a failure. It's about trusting your own intuition more than trending or being a trending framework. The key message I want you to carry in your heart today is this: you do not become your best self by rejecting your current self. Becoming her isn't about killing off the woman you are today. She is the one who got you this far. She is the one who survived the hard years, who kept going when things were tough, who has the wisdom of your lived experience. Your best self is built by listening to her more deeply, not by silencing her in favor of a more polished version. Part 4. Practical steps. How to evolve confidently and authentically. So, how do we actually do this? How do we navigate the journey of how to become your best self without losing our essence? I've put together a framework of 5 grounded steps and some reflection questions to help you anchor your growth in truth. So number 1, decide what becoming her means to you. Forget the internet for a second. I know it's like, oh, it's a bit much coming from me because I'm literally talking to you over the internet. But if no one ever saw your life, what would a better version of it look like or feel like? Would it feel more spacious? Would it feel more creative? Would you be patient with your children? Your version of her might love wild gardens, late nights, and loud laughter. And this is just as valid as that girl who loves minimalism. Number 2, stop measuring your growth against someone else's highlight reel. I feel like I say this in every episode, but comparison is the thief of progress. When you see someone else's level up journey, remember that you're seeing their edited highlights, not their messy middle. Your pace is the only pace that matters. If your growth looks like just surviving this season while you navigate a health challenge or a career challenge, that is still growth. 3, choose one identity supporting habit. Instead of a total life overhaul, choose one tiny, honest step that feels like you. Maybe it's a 10-minute walk. Maybe it's reading a chapter of a book that has nothing to do with business. Or maybe it's just commission to £0 treats that actually nourish your soul. Number four, practice one brave boundary. Her is a woman who knows her worth, and that worth is protected by boundaries. Becoming her might mean saying, I can't take that on right now, or I'm not available for work calls after 6 p.m. And five, keep evidence of your progress. Write down your tiny wins, not just the big stuff, but the moments where you chose yourself. Today, I didn't apologize for taking up space. Today, I listened to my body and rested. So let's look at some real life scenarios. The over-obliging woman. You want to become her, the one who is confident and boundaried. But every time someone asks for a favor, you say yes. Becoming her means sitting with the discomfort of saying no and realizing the world didn't end. The fit into every room woman. You've spent years changing your personality to match whoever you're talking to. Becoming her means staying the same you in every room, even if it makes some people uncomfortable. The guilt-ridden outgrower. This used to be me. You feel bad for wanting more because your current life is fine. Becoming her means accepting that wanting more isn't a betrayal of what you have. It's an honoring of your potential. So here's some reflections for your journal this week. So I'm going to ask you these questions, and when you have time, yeah, just write it out. Take some time and write it out. So what version of me am I actually ready to become? What am I afraid I'll lose if I change? Is it a relationship, a sense of safety, a certain image? What part of my current self do I want to carry with me into the next season? What will growth look like if it felt gentle and heart-led rather than punishing? Part 5, final thoughts. Your growth is a sacred journey. My loves, as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this. Becoming her doesn't mean you lose yourself. It means becoming more honest, more grounded, and more connected to the woman you were created to be. It's about stripping away the shoulds and the supposed tos until all that's left is your authentic, magnetic presence. You are already enough. You are already worthy. Your growth isn't a way you earn value. It's a way to express it. If this episode resonates with you, I would love for you to join our community in Tuesday Thoughts, my weekly newsletter where I share more personal reflections and frameworks for confidence-led growth. You can also head over to Nefia Guntoya's blog to read the full transcript and see the resources available. And if you feel like you're at a crossroad and you need a gentle mentor to help you navigate your own identity evolution, I invite you to explore my one-to-one coaching services. Together, we can strip away the doubt and rebuild your self-belief from the inside out. No aesthetic needed. So go gently this week, my loves. Listen to your heart, set your boundaries. Remember, the most beautiful version of her is the one who is finally, truly herself. Oh, my love. Leffie. Bye.